Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is funny. Buck and I were talking about through all of it, right? That what moves people is funny to me. And we were talking about, you know, amusement parks, and I'm deeply, deeply, deeply affected by a fear of heights. Deeply affected. And I mean, somehow I've managed to get over it being on planes to the point now where I prefer to sit in the window. And the window could be open and I'm fine. Takeoffs and landing don't bother me. But glass windows in high floors? No. You know those outdoor elevators? No. No to that. But roller coasters. And as a kid, we had one near us. Actually, we had a couple. We had one in Maryland and then one in Richmond, Virginia, King's Dominion. And it had a roller coaster, Rebel Yell. And the whole point was, could you get over the original ascent and then immediate top of the world descending to the bottom? But, Bach, you said a thing that we bonded on, that Ferris wheels, you could ask me to give blood before you ask me to get on a Ferris wheel. Bach, where do you stand on that?
Oh, no, I'm glad that we talked about it, because I usually get weird looks when I say I hate Ferris wheels. They're very frightening. Because, I mean, they just take you in the air that you barely have a bar that barely comes down. If the wind moves at all, if you're there with a kid, I mean, it's so frightening. You could easily fall out. And then obviously they're loading people. So they stop you at the top. It's kind of shaking up there. It's like the roller coasters. Yeah, you're high, but at least you're just moving. So you're like thinking about something else. When you're just sitting there with kind of moving back and forth at the top. In the wind? Oh, man.
That's and
the
there are thing. No new Ferris wheels.
That's right, too. They're all creaking.
You hear your pending death. And it's click, click, click. And you go, wait a minute. You had me on this wheel of death, and you didn't bother to oil the joint? You didn't? And then you're gonna take me to the top of the world. And again, it is that bar, right? And you hope that click down locks. But I'm also this way. Nothing takes me down a social media rabbit hole like the videos of people who pass out on amusement park rides. Bach, I will listen, if I find a feed where they're, you know, because they have the video camera, yeah. Right? The video camera's there in the face of the people. And it's usually a couple. Sometimes it's your best friends, but sometimes it's a couple. And the guy is usually there trying to be super macho. But it's always the guy who passes out. And I mean, passes out and faints and then wakes up in the middle of his pass out to pass out again.
That's right.
And I can, Bach, I will turn down the sound of a playoff game to watch people pass out on a Ferris wheel or on an amusement park. Like the ones that drop, like it takes you up to the top of this thing. And again, we don't know who built it. We don't know what kind of day they were having. We don't know the guy who's running it, right? Because he often looks like he had a rough night. I've never been on an amusement park ride where the person who was operating the ride of death looked like they should be running the ride, that they should be responsible for Bach's life at the top of this Ferris wheel.
Well, it's either that or just a teenage kid, right? It's somebody that looks like they don't know what, you know, looks like they've had a rough night, like you said, or a kid that just get fresh off the street, like, yeah, whatever, I'll push a button, here it goes.
Good luck, Brock. Good luck. So I'm just not that. I'm, and there are people that can go on speed. Like, I can go on a speed ride. I can go on an upside down ride, but I do not like the top of any roller coaster. It is the final 20 seconds of getting to the top of the first dip. And then it is the feeling in your stomach when you get to the top and you're looking over into the abyss and you see your future or not. And then your stomach being pulled by gravity into your throat as you ascend. And it's a quick, deep ascension. Like you, and there's the feeling. And I know that that's part of the thrill for people. But I'm also, as you asked the question, am I a thrill seeker? No. I have parasailed off beaches in islands, and I'm fine. I can go up as high as you want if I have gone from the ground up. Except I cannot parasail off a cliff. Nothing in me is comfortable over.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Continue to exist, Bach. If you had attached me to a parasail and then asked me to run towards the end of a cliff and fly off, there's no, bruh, Bach, are you, can you do that? Can you, are you like a bungee?
I've done a few things, but I, as I get older, I realize I just kind of lost the taste for it. I also have a cracked skull, so I probably shouldn't do that.
You've matured into it.
Yeah. And the same thing with roller coasters. About my mid-20s, it was like, all right, now my stomach doesn't like roller coasters, so now I don't like roller coasters.
Like, I think it's always fascinating. And people are like, you're afraid of heights. Yes, I'm afraid of heights. I mean, and it's weird, too, like going across bridges, these high bridges. Becky and I travel quite a bit, and we have to make it a part of the consideration of where we go on vacation. Because if we were in, like, we were in San Jose, California, and we were going to see her nephew, and we had to get in the car and go up like a mountain and across a bridge, and my palms were a torrential downpour of sweat of my body and my brain telling me, hey, bro, we are on the side. Like, there's when you go to Hawaii, there's a road to Lahaina. And Lahaina starts at the base of the beach. And there's a road that snakes from the base to the top of the mountain. And there's only one lane. There's two lanes. There's one lane coming and one lane going. So once you're on this road to Lahaina, you can't get off it. You cannot get off it. They have stops along the way where people, they're selling you coconut water and, you know, drinks and watermelon, et cetera. But you're not getting off. Well, I didn't know any of this, and my three friends didn't tell me. And Bach, they got me in the car, and I'm in the back seat, and I mean to tell you, I curled up. I didn't understand the fetal position until this trip, that I curled up and went, what is happening? Because you're sitting on the side, Bach, it's the window and the side of the cliff, water, and a deep fall.
Oh, yeah.
And my body, my brain was like, hey, bro, we're out. Like, we're going to take a nap.
It's crazy, too, how experienced drivers through those territories, they'll just wing it, you know, just be going, like, there's no threat at all of impending death.
Like, you see those people on commercials, and it's mind-blowing to me. Like, it's there are roads in California, when they talk about those roads where people get sports cars and they just zoom on the cliff. And I'm like, you don't appreciate life. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. I'm not that person. So I got to read this text. This is fantastic. So Ted says, I worked at an amusement park in Omaha called Penny Park. I was a ride operator. One day I was running one of those super high chain seat rides where it spins you in a circle about 50 feet off the ground on a single chair hooked by chains. In the middle of the ride, I hit the stop button and it didn't stop. I hit it about 9 more times and it still didn't stop. And then I started to panic. I actually left the ride to a worker while it was still spinning people around, and he finally came over and unplugged it. It was the point. It was at that point I decided I would never actually get on one of those rides again. You just, Ted, that's the text of the day. Kind sir, I'm giving you a ticket t-shirt. Come by the station and pick it up. Because that is fully my expectation of being on any of those rides. That we're all just taking a chance. Bob, can you imagine if the guy just goes, hey, Bob, just unplug it. And it's that simple, because what if you're on the ride and it's working and somebody just unplugs it?
Well, I would be worried about, like, okay, does it come to a sudden stop when you unplug it? Is it going to still slow down?
Well, you're spinning, and right. Science tells you objects in motion tend to stay in motion. Nothing good's going to happen from this. Nothing good. And the fact that this exists in all of those amusement park rides, all of them, all of them, all of them, all of them. And it's there. Yeah, magic that part. Because, and the fact that I don't bounce anymore, I just go thud. Yeah, all of that in truth. All of that, yeah. Rubber Duck asked the question, and Bach, I'll ask you, so what would it take to get you to skydive? That, from a plane.
Yeah. I was about to do that before my son was born, and then I thought better of it after becoming a parent.
Important cargo, yeah. Very important cargo, Mark. You need to consider that. No, I have friends who have all done it. No, there will be no skydiving. Thomas Lincoln says it's Ferris wheel is a giant hamster wheel of death for humans. I do not disagree with you, sir, at all. We were talking about biggest sports villains. We have about 5 texts, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 texts, and we'll get to, we will read them all when we come back to 101.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.